Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Decatur, Alabama.
as we celebrate a special organization, a special effort called Flawless Delivery. This is about hospitality. I love the hospitality industry. I've gone to the Travel Marketing College, been a part of Visit North Alabama, North Alabama, Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. Love the people there. It's a great organization. Right now I have with me Craig Johnston, and I first met Craig Johnston when he was in Lawrence County, Alabama, and now he is the Director of Workforce Development, Training, and Advocacy for Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, and then a presenter for the Flawless Delivery Program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Craig.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You were actually part of one of our classes that we kicked off in Huntsville at the AC, and so we're glad to see you back visiting with us as well.
That was pretty early in the program, was it not?
Yes. We had been, I think, in process at that point maybe about 5 months, and we are now a year and a half into being able to provide this program. And here in Decatur this week, this is a milestone for us to be able to present this at this level with our youth leadership students at the high school level.
When you think about the early beginnings of this program and then how it's developed, because each class you can improve yourself and the class can be different, you can excel. How do you feel like the program has developed from those early stages?
Oh, I think it's kind of a part of the process, as we always express as trainers, that we never stop learning, and we encourage the participants to keep that in mind. We have certainly made small adjustments and added unique and creative approaches to the things that we've done in the class. Principally, we teach the same things. I think the message behind the Flawless Delivery Program is so important and strong, but we've certainly had the fun of being creative and adjusting our approach based on the audience. Obviously, as in this week with our youth leadership, we're speaking to a different age group, and these individuals are not necessarily into their careers yet, so which is the beauty of this. We're adjusting and creating this space for them to acquire these soft skills that are going to be vital for their career.
You mentioned the youth leadership group. We're in Morgan County, but they come from your neck of the woods, right?
Yes, from Lawrence County. We unfortunately, we just don't have the venue space there to do the training in Lawrence County, so we're fortunate to have my great partners here in Morgan County to do this here at the DoubleTree in Decatur. And this is such a unique experience for the students to get away from their, you know, traditional school program. As normal with youth leadership, which is handled by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, they get a series of days throughout the year where they go out and experience industry of different natures, and they are able to assess what they might have interest in as far as a career. This brings them to a sort of different level with youth leadership. They're now able to experience actual training. And the beauty of this for these students is that they'll walk away at the end of the day tomorrow with an actual credit from Calhoun College on their high school resume already. That will be something to enhance their careers from the beginning before they leave high school. So they'll have a credit from Calhoun Workforce Solutions as they finish tomorrow and become certified.
The Flawless Delivery Customer Service Program empowers service industry employees with the tools needed to attract, retain, and grow tourism in the region. Where did the idea come from to bring in young people who are not yet in the hospitality industry?
One of the things that has always been the vision of the program is to actually create a space where we are encouraging and trying to bring in as many people as possible to understand that the career within tourism and hospitality is not just a hotel or a restaurant, but rather to broaden the understanding that tourism or hospitality as an industry is so broad, and there are so many things from creative to technical to engineering to design to creative spaces like restaurants and hotels and event planning and on and on and on. The idea was really to inspire these young people who are making career decisions at this point to understand the importance of being prepared as they walk into their careers at this early stage. And as you know, with the incredible education programs that we have, A lot of our schools provide tech programs where students are walking out of high school now, if they're prepared and smart about their learning plan, they can walk into jobs fully educated, and some with degrees at the end of their high school career, some before they actually get their diploma. And so having them not only prepared on the technical side of things, but also on the soft skills side of things. And I think that's one of those elements that we often forget when we go out into our communities. Many of those restaurants or local community businesses that we interact with are being run by young people from our community. And what a better place to start at this stage to teach them soft skills development, where they learn to look at their own self-awareness, tie that into the ability to understand others and how to react and work with others better. It only creates a better space for greater hospitality and tourism and overall service levels. That's really the key behind this, is empowering them through soft skills development, so they walk out with an understanding, one, of the broadness and the availability of opportunity within the tourism and hospitality industry, but also these are skills for life. So we're impacting them at this level that with skills that will actually change their life forever.
For you, being in the tourism industry and thinking about beyond just a job, that you work this job to do these presentations, what is the most rewarding aspect of the Flawless Delivery program for you, Craig?
For me personally, I have been doing learning and development and training for over 29 years. This is definitely my passion. It's what I love to do. And for me, it's always been the same. It's that moment when you see a light bulb come on for someone where, as they say, you provide a man a fish, you fed him for a day, teach him to fish, you have fed him for a lifetime. For me, it's really that concept. When we can provide skills that improve someone's life in a way that we know we're not just giving them a temporary boost, but we're rather empowering them with skills that could literally change their life and their career path, I think that's the most rewarding thing for me. Giving back into this program, fortunately through our grant from the State Tourism Department, we're able to do this program for free. It's funded. And being able to hand it to these students at this level, it just makes it even better because I have such a passion for kids and for education, and seeing them look at those opportunities that are there, giving them hope for a better future.
We'll be talking to some of those young people in just a few minutes. But as far as light bulbs, have you seen some so far?
Absolutely. What's been amazing with this particular group, they are the youth leadership group. Obviously, these children have all applied, and they've expressed and shown that they have the ability to be leaders, and they were approved for this program for that reason. But what's really been amazing is, and I've taught so many of these classes at this point, but these guys are given amazing answers. They're participating, providing responses in our questions and our group activities. They rival the best of the adults I've trained so far. So I find it always interesting that I mentioned this to someone earlier. I find it almost a sort of an innocence and an openness to their responses. They're just frank and direct. They share what they feel. And from that, I think you find just a general sort of truth about who they are and how they see the world. And I think watching some of them recognize how these skills will impact and affect their life, again, it's really fun. They're a great group, super sharp, great responses, and extremely participatory. So you couldn't ask for a better class to teach.
I believe you touched on it, but for our listeners, as they think about the Flawless Delivery program and how it affects them in their community, what are the effects, the positive effects of this program when it goes out and is applied through customer service?
I think it goes to an example I asked the students today of, have you ever gone to that restaurant, or maybe it's a fast food restaurant, and you make your order, you're excited about your food, and in your mind, you're thinking, I'm getting this product that's going to be wonderful, but you get to that drive-through window, and you know, it just gets handed out to you in a bag. There's no thank you. There's no, we appreciate your business. It sort of sets a precedence with yourself that, you know, man, they don't really appreciate the fact that I give them business. Or do they even understand that me coming to this restaurant helps provide them the job that they have? So I think it's the impact is that our level of service and the awareness of how service and giving great hospitality and service impacts our communities not just those that are us living in those communities, but those people that are coming to visit. Quite often people are making decisions to move to our community, to bring businesses to our community, to grow our community. And they're made based on their experience with the people, because those are the people they're going to shop with. They're going to see at the local schools. They're going to see them at the local restaurants. And the better we can present ourselves delivering an exceptional level of hospitality and service, that's going to solidify their decision that that's the community I want to be a part of. And at this age with these young people, how much more powerful impact can you have than the actual kids of our community who are our next leaders, our next mayor, our next councilmen, councilwomen, our next leaders within our organizations and development? Those are the individuals that need to see now how those behaviors impact the community.
Craig Johnston, Director of Workforce Development, Training, and Advocacy with the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association and presenter for Flawless Delivery. I appreciate you joining me. I'm looking forward to having some conversations with some of these youth leadership members and finding out their perspective on how they feel about the Flawless Delivery, how it's going to help them enhance their careers. I think it's going to be great.
Awesome. And thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate you, your show, and the positive approach that you take to sharing the amazing things that are happening in our community.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue another segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Drink drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
And we're back, coming to you from Decatur, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show as we focus on hospitality, and specifically the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification, which empowers service industry employees with the tools needed to attract, retain, and grow tourism in the region. When visitors have exceptional hospitality service, they are likely to return and support more businesses in the area, bringing economic development to the state. Right now, I'd like to welcome one of the Lawrence County students from over in Lawrence County, Lexi Lou Allen. She's one that was chosen to speak to me for a couple of minutes and give me her feedback on the Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lexi.
Hey.
What school do you go to in Lawrence County?
I go to Lawrence County High School.
Excellent. What grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore, 10th grade.
Do you have plans already for what your career is going to be or a path that you want to take? I know 10th grade is pretty young to be deciding that.
Right now, I'm taking a dual enrollment, getting my basics, and I would like to go to UNA to further in like business or finances.
What have you found from this program so far? I know that you all are a day into it, basically. What are you finding that is helping you or something that benefits you through this customer service program for hospitality?
Well, I get to see like how to work with others and how important it is that it's not just me, but we're all one, and I need to let everybody feel like they're included. And also just working as a team, because in my job I will work with others and learning that it's not just me. I have to care about how others are and how they might take something differently than I do, and that we all think differently as well. So when we put our opinions together, it can be better than just mine alone.
Do you think that a program like this, outside of what you do in school, learning to teamwork, do you feel like this program is going to help you in the future?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I've already learned so much with colleges and stuff. And like you said, I still have two more years, but it's very informative to us and it makes me not as nervous. And like, we get to speak and get to just try different things that we wouldn't be able to if we weren't in the program. So I feel like it's growing all of us, and especially me. I get nervous to speak in front of people, and I feel like it's grown me a lot being able to do that.
But here you are on the Mark White Show. Yes, another sir. Experience for you. And Lexi Lou Allen, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me.
Right now I have Caden Lee with me. He's also a Lawrence County High School student. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Caden.
Thank you.
Glad to have you, buddy. What grade are you in Lawrence County?
I'm in the 11th grade.
And have you decided a career path, a direction that you would like to go in? I know being in 11th grade, you have a lot of decisions to make.
I'm thinking either something inside of sports or, you know, something chemical engineering, I'm thinking. I'm really interested in that kind of stuff.
When you come here to the Flawless Delivery Program, where do you feel it fits into your plans, into your life?
Well, you know, hospitality is a very important part of a lot of things. Like, it can, like, kind of go with, like, pretty much anything. So, like, just talking with people, just really just important social skills, I feel like.
You've been in this program for a day now. Is there anything in particular that has stood out to you that you feel like can help you move forward?
Let's see here. I would have to say something that stuck out to me was I definitely need to raise my energy around people. Like, I feel like I could definitely work on that a little bit.
And, of course, the mingling, the getting to know people, people outside of your school, you're going to learn. And a lot of the lessons that are taught through the Flawless Delivery Program is how you handle yourself, how you talk to people, how you be a professional. And sometimes we're not as professional as we should be. We get into a habit of not being professional. Say we're around our peers, we're around classmates. But then when we're in a certain environment, we have to be able to flip that switch and be professional. And I can see exactly what you're talking about, because that's what the program teaches, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as your classmates paying attention, focusing, do you feel like that the class as a whole is absorbing the information, that it's benefiting them?
Oh, yeah, I can really tell that me and all my classmates are really paying attention, focusing. When you look around, they're all, like, looking at the speaker, taking notes, you know, really just paying attention and taking it all in.
Excellent. Caden Lee, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about this experience with Flawless Delivery. Wish you well in whatever you choose to do. You have a lot of decisions, as I said, to make, but I wish you all the best on making those decisions for your life moving forward.
Thank you for having me.
Right now I have John Eady with me. He's part of the program, too, with Flawless Delivery Hospitality Certification. Welcome to the Mark White Show, John.
Thanks, Mark.
Where do you go to high school?
I go to Hatton High School.
Hatton. And what grade are you in at Hatton?
I am a junior.
And as far as your decisions on what you want to do with yourself, have you decided your career path at this point?
Honestly, Mark, I felt a little bit lost for a while. That's actually why I joined this organization in the first place. I'm really stuck between whether I want to go to a STEM route or if I want to go to a music route, which is funny because it's two completely different fields.
Yeah. And college, have you decided on a college to go to, either whichever decision you make?
As of now, I'm leaning towards the University of Alabama. I'm a big Alabama fan. I've been there a few times, and it's just really nice to go there, and they have a variety of things to go towards.
Sure, I attended the University of Alabama
in
1997.
Wow.
It's been a long time, but I enjoyed my time in Tuscaloosa, made a lot of friends that are still my friends 25 years later. It's a great place to be. So if you make the decision to go to T-Town, you got my seal of approval on being there
awesome.
As a student. It's a great place to be. I really enjoyed my experience there.
I'd be very excited to go there.
John, what do you feel like you can look at this Flawless Delivery program for the day that you've had the experience so far? What is something that you can pull out and say, I believe that can benefit me down the road?
Well, Mark, the level of engagement that they've had with us to be able to learn different things that we should be able to know on a professional level once we go into the career fields, if we haven't already, I feel like it's very benefiting, whether it be communication or perspective or just how you portray yourself to people.
And customer service in either side, customer service is part of every job, I believe,
right?
How we respond to people. And so there's really not a career path you can take that's not going to be service-oriented, customer service, how you effectively talk to people, how you interact with people, being professional. That's one of the things that Craig Johnston pulled out toward the end that I heard, was being as professional as we can in those environments and being able to switch and say, okay, I've got one way that I talk to my friends and my buddies, but I'm going to have to be a different way when it comes to these customers and how you handle situations in business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really down to being able to acknowledge those differences and know when you need to have yourself perceived in a different formality. And that is really important for about any job, really.
Sure. John Eady, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and giving me your input, but I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Last but not least, I have Lauren Garner joining me here on the Mark White Show. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. What school do you attend?
East Lawrence High School.
East Lawrence. What is their mascot at East Lawrence?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. What grade are you in, Lauren?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, so you've still got 2 or 3 years to choose and decide your path. Have you got any inkling at all as to what you want to do with yourself?
I'm really interested in the healthcare field, and more specifically, a nurse anesthetist. But then I'm also thinking about being a lawyer or going into the FBI. So,
wow.
Really different.
Well, I had another student that was really polar opposites of what he wanted, but he has to decide and make that decision and may fall somewhere in the middle. You just don't know sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an idea of what school you'd like to attend, college?
Right now, I'm really thinking about going to Calhoun, especially if I'm still not decided, and just getting my basics. And I also want to get a scholarship to play volleyball.
Oh, wow.
So if I could do that and go to Calhoun and just finish my basics and then try to figure out why I'm there, what I want to do.
What is something that you feel has been beneficial to you in the experience you've had so far through Flawless Delivery and how it can help you moving forward in your life?
Well, I really didn't know anything about, like, the hospitality, like, industry and, like, dealing with people. And it's just really, like, opened a door. And now I'm, like, really thinking about that, too, as a career. And not only that, but, like, also, like, I can use this even in my everyday life. Like, even if I don't pursue a career like this, I can use this in any field. So that's been really beneficial.
Excellent. I love that statement. That message right there is important for Flawless Delivery trainers to know how they're benefiting mm-hmm. you all, the youth leadership program. So when you go back to Lawrence County, there may be someone who needs to have this type of advice, and you may can help them, because once you learn the program, you say, hey, you know, here's a tip, you know, to help you, because it helped me.
I really hope so. I would just say, like, keep an open mind on things. That's really one thing that I'm big about. It's just, like, try everything. Like this, I just kept an open mind about it. I was like, I might not be interested in it, but I can learn something from everything. So.
Absolutely. Lauren Garner, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have an episode of Cora's Corner, so I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons.
Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner. Today, Cora will be reading Doug the Tug, The New Tug, by Captain Doug Edmonds. And now, here's Cora White.
The sun was rising as Doug the Tug was waking up. The morning fog had disappeared as he prepared for his first day of work. Doug had arrived the night before from a harbor far off. This was his first time away from his tug family. Doug was a towboat, but he was raised by tugboat parents. And so, in his heart, he believed he was a tugboat. Doug was excited but also nervous as he began his new tugboat adventures. Doug had the biggest smile as he left his mooring and went to meet the other tug. Doug could see the other tugs looking at him as he floated up to meet them. As he got near them, one of the largest tugs, named Big John, said, "What are you doing here? You are not a tugboat." "I am so, and my name is Doug the Tug." Big John started laughing and said, "Well, you look funny with your flat bow. We don't want you around here." All the other tugs joined in the laughter and blew their horns as Doug slowly turned and with tears running down his bow, he left. The other tugs went about their busy day working in the harbor, and Doug could hear them laughing and making fun of him as he sat at his mooring and thought about going home. That afternoon, Doug heard the other tugs yelling and making an awful lot of noise. Then he heard Big John say, "I need help. I can't get a grip on the barge." To hear how the new tug saves the day, get your copy of Doug the Tug at DougTheTug.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Kendall Johnson for joining us on the show along with Cora and her brand new episode of Cora's Corner. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show and will share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. These are my